morning, my friends, and welcome to yet another incredible installment from very high above all the puerile and vacuous forms of Wyoming mainstream media. This is Cowboy State Politics. I, of course, am your illustrious host, David Iverson, firmly and permanently ensconced behind the silver Cowboy State Politics microphone and broadcasting to you from the base of the Bighorns at the Cowboy State Politics Northern Command Studio in Sheridan, Wyoming. Good morning, my friends, and welcome to the program. Happy Wednesday. It's the first full week after Thanksgiving. All of us, we the little people, are deep into our Christmas planning. I absolutely love this time of year. In my family, it's the ultimate game of subterfuge. Rarely do gifts show up in the same box that they were shipped in. That would be too obvious. Often, while I'm wrapping Christmas gifts, I take a very small present and then put it in a slightly larger box, and then a little bit bigger box. And sometimes I have to take a trip to the recycling center so I can get the appropriately sized box so that the very small present gets progressively larger. It's a great gag, but unfortunately, it's one that you can only pull every once in a while. Sometimes you have to try to convince your unwitting victim that you're going to play it straight this year. And then, after you've convinced them that there won't be any more Christmas shenanigans, you pounce. Ha 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 ha. It's great fun, and almost as entertaining as uncovering exactly what the Redcoats are trying to pull over on you this Christmas. They, too, are masters of the Christmas caper. Unfortunately for all of us, though, theirs is somewhat more malevolent. If all of us hadn't had to pay exorbitantly high property tax bills, well, then we'd have more money to play our little Christmas jokes. But if Cyrus Western and the rest of the leadership down in Cheyenne get their way, the joke will most definitely be on us. It's pretty instructive, if you ask me, that they always choose this time of year to try to butter you up and try to make you believe that they're actually working in your best interests. It doesn't really matter which side of the aisle you prefer to sit on. All of us can agree that the last legislative session was an epic failure as far as property tax reform goes. And keep in mind that each and every single one of those people down in Cheyenne campaigned on fixing our broken property tax system, all 93 of them. And in the end, the only thing we got was a constitutional amendment to create a fourth class of property called residential property. Oh, and there was one other eensy-weensy little item that we got. Let me just read it to you. And remember, this was the fix, the first real step towards meaningful property tax reform. And I quote, "Except as provided in this subsection, the legislature shall not create new classes or subclasses or authorize any property to be assessed at a rate other than the rates set for authorized classes." And here's the important part. The legislature may create a subclass of residential real property for owner-occupied primary residences. End quote. Now, why would they include that? Why create another class of property called owner-occupied primary residences? Oh, of course! They're going after people that own more than one house! Tax the rich indeed! Of course. Just because you own a second home doesn't mean that you're filthy rich. I know a lot of retired people that own a rental property. That's their retirement income. And who really cares if somebody's bank account is loaded like a freight train anyway? That's their money, and they worked for it. There's no reason whatsoever that they should get taxed at a higher rate than somebody else who just owns one home. But there again, we're not dealing with people that think that you have the right to everything that you have earned and created in your lifetime. We're dealing with redcoats. That is, Democrats who can't spell. Now, the easy fix to all of this property tax problem would have been to just lower the tax rate, since it's the legislature that sets the tax rate anyway. They could have said, instead of 9.5%, which is what it is right now, they could have said it's 4. Or even 7% would have been a major help to a lot of people. Or they could have capped the amount of increase year over year. Of course, they couldn't do that because, well, as Steve Harshman said.
So what's happened in these states that have done caps? And some of them are wealthy states, but really, who's benefited? The rich are going to benefit the most. They're going to benefit the most.
And we certainly can't have that. These people are just despicable. Anyway, the legislature created SJ3, which creates a fourth class of property called residential, and then the subclass called owner-occupied residence. The reason the legislature did this is not because it's the first real step towards meaningful property tax reform, like they all said it was. It's because it allows them to monkey with the tax rates. This, my friends, is another case of, and now they're admitting it. Or, to put it another way, I was absolutely right, and I told you this is why they were doing it. Back on April 12th, I told you exactly what they were doing. Here's what I had to say.
Oh, and they did a bang-up job, too. Or at least that's what they're all telling us. A constitutional amendment that would allow them to create another class of property called residential. And that way, so they say, they could independently adjust the tax rates for residential housing. Sounds perfect, right? The strange thing about this is they're all probably telling you the truth, that that constitutional amendment would create another class of property and they would be able to adjust the tax rates independent of all other types of property. But what they're not telling you is that would allow them to increase your rates as well. Right now, residential properties are lumped in with commercial properties, so they can't raise the taxes on one and not the other. This was done intentionally by the guys that wrote the Wyoming Constitution. It prevents the legislature from monkeying with the tax rates. Once that barrier is removed, it allows them further ability to manipulate more of your taxes. Here's the interesting thing about it. This whole constitutional amendment came at what looked like the last minute of the legislature. One last at bat to maybe hit a home run. The Hail Mary to the end zone. If you ask a lot of these legislators, they'll tell you that it was a last at bat and they were successful at creating meaningful tax reform. It was pretty good theater, but that's all that it was.
Exactly right. And at the time, here's what Senator Dave Kinski had to say about it.
There was a constitutional amendment that a colleague of mine had been running that was to create an exception for elderly and the infirm on their property taxes. Well, it got completely rewritten to say we are going to create a new class of property called residential with a subclass called primary residence. So our Constitution limits the number of property class taxes, property tax classes. This is create a new class called residential. And our Constitution prohibits, for some reason, subclasses of property. So this said we're going to create a subclass called primary residence. And that'll go on the ballot next year.
Our Constitution, for some reason, prohibits that. Yeah, to prevent you from monkeying with the tax rates.
We'll get back to the program in just a second. But first, an absolutely obscene profit timeout. Cowboy State Politics is brought to you by Morton Buildings. If you're in the market for an outbuilding or a garage or a barn or a roping arena or maybe a giant warehouse for your business, the two guys you should talk to are Nick and Jesse at Morton Buildings. Their phone number is 307-674-2532. They are the experts in metal building construction. They've been doing it longer than anybody else around, and they definitely do a much better job than anybody else. You'll receive a 50-year warranty on the foundation, which is something that you're not going to get from any of their competitors. But really, you're probably not going to need it. The way they set the building is they create concrete pillars and then insert steel beams down in the center of it. That way, there's no way water is going to get down into your foundation and ruin your building. That's just one of the ways that Morton Buildings is absolutely superior to any of their competitors. So, doesn't matter what building you've been thinking about for your property, give Nick and Jesse a call. Their phone number is 307-674-2532, or you can check them out on their website at mortonbuildings.com. Gunrunner Auctions is one of the nation's leading online auction houses, and they're celebrating their 26th year. They specialize in estate firearms. First thing that they do is the owner, Scott Weber, travels to the estate and appraises the firearms for the heirs. He then takes them to his Cody auction facility where he and his team research them, sometimes getting factory letters from the Cody Museum about each firearm's history. And then every month, beginning on the 7th, Scott and his team post 500 fine firearms for sale. All of the auctions start at $20 with no reserve. So if you've been looking for a particular firearm, or if you just want to buy a gun and you have no idea what you're looking for, the first place that you should go to is GunrunnerAuctions.com. If you hadn't noticed, it's getting kind of cold outside, and if you haven't already, at some point you're going to have to go shovel the walk, and the worst possible thing that could happen while you're doing that is to let those ears of yours get cold. To prevent that, go to newtrendhats.com. They have a wide variety of hats for both men and women that are sure to keep those ears of yours nice and toasty warm. That's New Trend Hats. And now, back to the program. So they passed Senate Joint Resolution 3, and that is set to go on the 2024 ballot. But all of this is old news. The thing about Redcoats is they just can't help but brag about what they've done, and that's usually what foils their plan. Or, at the very least, that's what alerts me so that I can inform you as to what they're up to. Enter State Representative Cyrus Western. On November 25th, he published an op-ed in the Sheridan Press entitled, "Legislature Pursuing Property Tax Solutions." Correct me if I'm wrong, but this is exactly what Cyrus Western said he was going to do in the 2023 general session. He didn't do it then. Why should we assume that he's going to carry through on any of his promises now? We shouldn't, because he's a redcoat. Nonetheless, here's what he says in his most recent op-ed, and I quote, "The current system doesn't give me any certainty in anticipating what my property taxes will be next year. I have no way of knowing if they'll go up 3% or 30%, and it's very hard to budget for that." This is the top concern we hear from folks across Wyoming. So the second part of this proposed bill ensures any increase is capped at 5%. So if the assessment notice you receive every spring states your property taxes are going up $1,000, you'll only pay $50. This approach gives residents the predictability they've lacked for many years and they desperately need." End quote. To Western's credit, he actually voted for a similar measure in the past session. It was an amendment that was added by conservative Tony Locke of Casper. Unfortunately, and as we all know, Cyrus's buddies in leadership killed that measure. But now, it's Cyrus and his pals that have decided to bring it back. Frankly, this is a good idea to cap property taxes. Now, the other thing that Cyrus mentions in his op-ed is a homeowner's exemption. But it's not what he's leading you to believe. Let me just read that section of his op-ed to you. Quote, "First, it starts with giving folks the immediate relief they deserve, and the Property Tax Relief Act," which, by the way, doesn't appear on the legislative website. Specifically, the legislation as currently drafted exempts the first $75,000 of assessed value of a home, which means each homeowner will pay roughly $500 less on their 2024 assessment for their primary residence. This approach secures a fixed flat amount across the board for all Wyoming citizens and ensures a fair approach where, regardless of wealth status, no one person financially benefits more or less than others. End quote.
There is another bill, however, on the legislative website entitled Homeowner Tax Exemption. Essentially, and without getting too much into the weeds, it basically says the same thing that Cyrus mentions in his op-ed. All of those things sound fantastic, don't they? If everything worked the way Representative Western says they're going to, then all Wyoming taxpayers will just be ecstatic, won't we? The problem is, this is another type of bait and switch, the kind that redcoats always do. Remember, all of these ideas took the form of bills in the 2023 session, and both of them failed. The question is, why hasn't Cyrus Western mentioned the other property tax bill that's floating around the legislature right now? The one that shows you exactly what they've been up to last year and this year. Well, the reason Cyrus doesn't mention it in his op-ed is he doesn't want you to know what he and the leadership are really up to. 24 LSO 185, or as it is inconspicuously titled, Property Tax Residential Property Valuation. Now, I'm sure Cyrus would just say, well, this is just another bill to deal with property tax increases. And if he were to say that, he would be telling you the truth. Except, it does exactly the opposite of what you think it does. First, allow me to read to you the last paragraph of the bill, Section 3, and I quote, Senate Joint Resolution 3, approved by the legislature on March 2nd of 2023 and signed by the governor on March 3rd, 2023, is hereby repealed, rescinded, canceled, nullified, and voided, and shall not be submitted for approval to the Wyoming electors at the 2024 general election. Now, why would they want to repeal the first real step towards property tax reform? Stevie Wonder could see what's going on here. They want more latitude to continue to manipulate the tax rates. That's right. They're trying to monkey with your property taxes. Again. But this time, it's a lot worse. Listen to this. Quote, the legislature may create a subclass of residential real property for owner-occupied primary residences and a second subclass of residential real property at the legislature determines necessary for a just valuation of property. Each class and subclass of residential real property may be assessed at a different rate as determined by the legislature. End quote. For a just valuation, Now, who determines what a just valuation is? And secondly, why do they need an additional three classes of property? Well, to monkey with all the tax rates, of course. It is exactly what I told you was going to happen back on April the 12th. These redcoats are anything if not predictable. The guys that wrote our Constitution knew that if commercial and residential property were not in the same class, then the legislature, whomever controlled the legislature, could independently monkey with the tax rates to take more of your money. Right now, you can't raise the taxes on residential property without increasing them on business, and vice versa. It restricts the taxing authority of the legislature because our founders knew that if they had free rein over all of the tax rates, they would just raise them according to whatever the political whims of the moment were. Do you really think that if Steve Harshman didn't have his hands tied about who he could tax and which class of property, that he could resist the urge to monkey with everything? There's no way he would be able to stop himself, and there isn't any stopping Cyrus Western, Albert Sommers, and the rest of the Redcoats if this bill goes through the legislature. If you needed a reason to take a couple days off work and go to Cheyenne and tell these people what you think of them, this is exactly it. Everything you're seeing in the media right now, op-eds, town halls, everything these Redcoats are telling you is nothing more than a smokescreen for what they really want to do, which is 24 LSO 185. Merry Christmas to you from the Wyoming Legislature. Well, that'll about do it for today's installment of the program. Have a good rest of your week, and we'll talk again on Saturday's Weekend Update, where I've got an interview with the CEO for the Institute of Legislative Analysis. the same people who got the redcoats all fired up about the most recent legislative rankings. You know, the one that said that most of them are actually Democrats? We'll talk to him on Saturday. Make sure that you subscribe and follow the show. That way, you don't miss a minute of Cowboy State politics. And remember, you can join me every weekday morning from 9 to 11 for Cowboy State Politics Live on the Independence Network. Just go to the website, independencenetwork.us, and you can listen for free. For now, from the base of the Bighorns, at the Cowboy State Politics Studio, I'm David Iverson, and this is the one and only Cowboy State Politics.